Radio Leeds, and now it's time to celebrate Kirkstall, our place of the day today, the show, Thursday show, dedicated to Kirkstall. It's been Michael Henderson's job, whilst not reading the news, to find as many facts about Kirkstall as possible. How have you done?
Not too badly, I think. Kirkstall is, of course, in northwest Leeds. It's a suburb of Leeds. Kirkstall Forge is apparently the longest continually used industrial site in the whole of Britain, founded in the 13th century. There was a corn mill at Kirkstall Abbey. Iron production took place at the forge from the 1580s onwards. Tim on the Twitter has been in touch to tell us about Kirkstall Brewery, which he says produces some excellent real ales.
He works there.
I don't know, he may well
Does he
work
make the
there.
Beer?
We'll have to find out. West Yorkshire's doing well with the breweries. They're 57, apparently more than other places in the UK.
I'm just thinking we should do, here's an idea, kind of like an on-air guide to those 57 breweries, where
should
we go
really?
Round like the Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood of Radio Leeds, and we talk, you know, we sample the delights. And
I don't like beer.
You could have mine. You could just watch.
Yeah. Anyway, he says there is the small matter of the Abbey as well, of course. The Abbey is a ruined monastery set in grounds which are now a park on the north bank of the River Aire, founded in about 1152. It took 75 years to build.
Yeah. Isn't it funny, with all those old buildings, that the roof...
First to go, isn't it?
Have you noticed that as well? I mean, what is it with these places? They must have had cowboy roofers back in the day.
They must have done.
Like we've got now, because all these abbeys and ruins, it's all the brickwork is still there, pretty much. The roof is never there.
No, gone.
You can imagine these cowboy roofers going around and they're like 1300 saying, I'll do your roof, yeah, cheap.
That's what went wrong there.
Last.
Well, now we have our honourable guest this morning. Is
Who's
the chairman.
Our honourable? Honourable?
Honourable.
Honourable guest. Who's
the
that?
Chairman of the Kirkstall Valley Community Association, Simon Dawson.
No.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
I don't know about honourable.
You are honourable. No, we're going to have an honourable guest. I don't know where that's come from. We'll have that each day. The honourable guest, Simon. What can you tell us about Kirkstall?
Well, you're just talking about the brewery there. Now, there is a rumour, and this might interest some of the students that have just moved into the Kirkstall Brewery flats, because obviously the brewery was sold a long time ago, and now it's flats for Leeds Met. But there is a rumour that the generator for Kirkstall Brewery is actually powered by a submarine engine. I've not been able to verify this, but that's the rumour that's going around.
A submarine engine?
A submarine engine. Somebody might know about that one.
That's it. Yeah, if you do, call in 0845 303 3333. So the engine from a submarine powers Wow, that's amazing.
Indeed.
I'd love to find out. Now, the other interesting thing is Kirkstall's quite varied in terms of the people that are here. A lot of people have moved into the area more recently. And in the mid-80s, there was actually a great big coal-powered fire station right in the heart of Kirkstall by Cardigan Fields, with two great big cooling towers, and that was demolished. And a lot of people won't know that, but actually what's replaced there now, apart from the five-a-side field and the golf course and the gym, there's actually a really beautiful hidden nature reserve with an orchard down there, and it's perfect time at the minute to go and collect your apples from the orchard.
Really?
And make some homemade cider.
What, for free?
Yeah, it's all free.
Right,
you're going.
Love a bargain, me. Love a bargain. Where's that again? Where's the orchard again?
So if you go behind Cardigan Fields towards Goals, five aside, before you get to the railway bridge on the right-hand side, there's an entrance. And it's a really hidden nature reserve.
Right, we're going.
Absolutely beautiful down there.
Simon, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks very much.
Simon Dawson, local resident, chairman of the Kirkstall Valley Community Association. Kirkstall, congratulations. You are our place of the day today.